Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's Law Crimes. Woo!
I will not make my bed. I will not make my bed.
Ungovernable.
Welcome, everyone.
Yeah, this is
welcome.
Hello.
It's going to be a quiz today, boys. Quiz today.
I just read Plague Terror Smasher Pass, man.
Oh, no.
Yuck.
Eli, what are we doing today, though?
What's going on? The Necrons today, baby. The best faction in Warhammer 40K.
Or using PhD. You're going to love this one. Eli says there's quite a few questions for us to go through today.
Yeah,
I'm sure Andy is gagging to answer some things about Xenos lore.
I feel like everyone knows at least a little bit about Necrons, though.
To be fair to me, I did do a whole month of Necron content all at once, but that was literally almost a year ago. So let's see how much has stayed in my brain.
Bloody Shirt Music said, and I want to know what this means. Like, why did you mean by this? How is the potato that has way too many spots on it, so you have to cut like 60% of the potato to use it? Yeah. What does this mean in terms of a human being?
Well, because I said he had he held us up because of potato quality camera. So that's the potato. But then the potato, you know what happens with potato when it goes all like.
I had it on the wrong setting. Apologies.
Squirt smash.
Gentlemen, I have to confess, I'm looking at these lovely little images of ourselves on our podiums here, and I'm feeling very inadequate.
You are. What about my one? I literally have a tentacle face.
No, I'm looking at the dots, the studs.
I don't know if this is up to date, but in the edit, I'll fix it if I've done it wrong. But like, yeah, Hal's got two gold ones, so Hal can shush up.
Is bro prestiged? Hal is prestiged. Are you serious?
He's probably
gonna win this stupid quiz too. Oh my gosh!
Every five silvers you get a gold, so that's 10 victories for Hal.
Let
meanwhile, I've got four and three and two.
This guy's going to catch hands when we visit the UK.
Oh, if
he can reach. Stealing those stuff.
Oh, he's got a punch in the
game. All that has to happen is, Colin or Andy, you guys need to represent your Necron lore. Come on, let's do it. I'm ready.
Yeah, I'll
these
do my best.
Elves.
Okay. All right, I'm going to get into the quiz. We have one donation. I'll just read it now we have two. I'll read them now before I start. First, Blade Shirt Music. I let my membership slip. Forgive me, Lords of Schlock. Thank you for $2. We do forgive you, my friend. And then Donkey Man USA. Stream late due to Hal's excessive gooning. Thank you for $2 and for saying that. Oh, my gosh. Eli going to send Hal through a British wall. Actual bricks instead of paper walls. Yeah, we do have paper walls down here. That is pretty weird.
People just jealous, man. Just all you gotta do is just read more Warhammer lore, bro. Just get checked. It's fine. You know what I mean?
Square up
and read some books, man.
It's because all the things that I'm extremely knowledgeable about are the quizzes that I'm running. So it's like,
so you chose it wrong, bro. Choose what you don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Now we can do a Necron quiz. You're participating, Eli.
I know.
Don't you worry, Eli. I've got something completely horrid to send you in lieu of an actual answer when it's time to...
Perfect. Okay, we'll start and play along in the chat. These guys better not be reading chat.
I'm tabbed out.
Okay, so beginner section, pretty easy. I took it a little bit easy. I didn't give freebies on everything, though. I didn't want to just give, like, codex knowledge.
How do you spell Necron?
Oh, spelling's gonna be terrible.
Okay, first one you guys can do all you guys can get all of these right. I'm pretty confident. First one. The Deceiver went under a different moniker when he first met the Necrons. What was his name initially translated as, and what is his actual name? Like the Necrons.
Easy
name, not Deceiver. Oh, come on.
Colin, do you actually know this?
Man.
No.
I wasn't just gonna throw freaking easy codex knowledge at you guys.
That's the easy section. That's what it's for.
Bro, you're not even close, dog. Andy's a goat.
Time
spoilers. There's two answers to this. Sorry. There's the Necrontyr language name, and then there's like what they thought his name was before finding out
two?
He was actually the Deceiver. Or like what it translates as.
God damn. I mean,
I'm already confused.
All right, I give up. That's the best you're going.
I can't spell it, but this is his name, maybe? I don't know.
It's okay if you don't spell it right. Do none of you guys know what they thought his name was? Because his name was not the Deceiver when he met them. They wouldn't have
I know it wasn't the Deceiver.
Okay. All right, okay,
if the spelling is horrible, but like we're in the same ballpark, is that okay? Just because I really can't spell. Just say, if someone's like, save my family or spell, they gone.
Okay.
Immediately they gone.
Frog nuts.
All right. Well, okay, moving on. I can do the whole beginning section at once. Is that how we do these things? That's how we'll do it today.
Shout out to people. If you guys are playing along as well, we're obviously not looking, but.
Yeah,
correct. If anyone puts a wrong answer in chat, immediately correct them because they deserve to be corrected.
Yeah, where are you? I'm not seeing enough answers in chat right now, guys. All right. Well, next question. This one's a freebie. All right. A curse was given to the Necrons, causing them to crave flesh. What is the name of this curse? And what is the name of the Catan that caused it? I'll give 0.5 for each one you get right.
Oh, Christ.
Really? His name was like Brian? Yeah. Can we use his... He has a nickname, which is easier than his real name, right?
I guess it's the easy section, so I'll allow it.
Why is my brain doing... I'm getting cross-references in my brain, and I'm thinking, I know this, and I'm thinking of something else, and I know what it is, and I know it's wrong, and it's getting in my brain.
It's not Freddy Krueger.
No, it's not called that. It's not called that.
I hate
it. Again, so it was the thing and the person who gave it.
It
was in my brain.
Universe. If you kill them, the universe breaks. Shut up, nerd.
Damn it.
Eli, was it the thing and the person who gave it to them?
Yes.
God, like a fart on a Zoom call, it appears and it goes. Like the answer is in my brain, but it's just like... man. This is basic. Oh god, Colin, we're so dead. You know, Andy, no offense. I understand this is the ballpark, but this is already hopeless.
Look, I got question what two the first half.
Andy is still typing.
That one was easy. Then they asked who's the dude.
Oh, sorry, I've queued up the next question.
Right, I want to look at chat. Did any of you guys get this right? We got Mad Ball Itch, the Mad Ball Itcher. Rusty Colin, Phantom Ball Itch Disease for Necrons, Colin Itis. And Colin.
Why is it Colin today? Damn.
Squirt. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Squirt.
Okay. All right. Third out of fourth question for the easy section. What is the most powerful dynasty for the Necrons? And who is its Pharaon? I'm literally his top guy, guys. Come on.
Am I being wrong? The most powerful.
Can I answer this in reverse order?
Whatever. It's the largest, to my knowledge, last I checked, it was the most powerful and the largest dynasty.
So the largest currently?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know. I think this.
Chat's getting it right. Chat is getting it right.
I was confusing him. He's not the one that. Trazen's not in the same one as him, is it? It's the other one.
No.
How do you spell that?
Okay, it's okay if you spell it wrong. Just get the sound right.
I just don't remember it all right now.
What if I like throw my face on the keyboard and it's kind of in the vague?
Luck is a valid way to guess it.
What if it's a running startup and I immediately full throttle my face in the keyboard and it is kind of right?
Because
I'm waiting for Andy's answer. You better freaking pull something out here.
Does the guy's name have to have his full title, by the way?
If you want. It won't give you extra points, though.
Because there's two I'm thinking of the one, and they have very similar sounding dynasty names. But
I know how to remember this one.
He's on the front cover of... Okay, good job. Good job. All right. Fourth question.
There's a fourth.
Mm-hmm. Last question in the beginner section. I had some extra questions because my autism was feeling like it. Who is the Necron? This one's for Colin. Will get this one, I think. Who is the Necron that determined how long the Great should be? Who is the Necron who that determined how long the Great Sleep should be? And you get a bonus point if you know what he predicted would happen in the time of the Great Sleep. Squirt versus Boingob. Good question.
Oh God. Is this guy a bad guy? Like, is this one that, is he hated?
I don't like that second half of the question because my brain is telling me that the answer to what it is predicted, fuck yes.
Could you read the question again?
Who is the Necron that determined how long the Great Sleep should be? Bonus point if you know what he predicted would happen in that time.
I think I'm correct, but I might be a wrong'un. I might not know.
How specific is the second part? Like, is it quite vague?
Pretty specific.
If it's what I think it is, it's quite specific.
This is crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is 60 million years of history, remember.
What did he predict that would happen in this?
All right, I'm giving you 30 more seconds out.
I don't know the second part, so I just have to.
This guy's slow playing the clock. All right, that concludes the beginning section. I'll read out the answers, then we'll do some donations. So the first question was, what was the Deceiver's original moniker, and what is his name in the Necron tier language? He was known as, at least in most cases, the Messenger, not the Deceiver. Nobody got that. Someone in chat said the Informer. That's probably, I feel like I've probably heard that before too. But mostly the Messenger.
Jason Statham's going to immediately make a movie if we make any more sounds.
But his name was indeed Mephitran. So you guys all got that right. Good work, team.
I called him Mephitran, but oh well, I think that's close okay.
Second question was, what was the flesh craving curse? What was the name of the Catan that caused it? The Flare Curse. I think everyone got that right. Yes, he did. Good job, everybody.
That one's pretty simple.
And Landagore is the Catan shard. From Colin, we got Broly, the legendary Super Saiyan. Yeah.
Did you know the word Brolic comes from Broly?
Wow.
I'm Brolic right now.
Andy, you said the flayed one. Me. No, sir. And Hal said the flare, and I did say if he got that one right, it would count. So I'll give him 0.25 of a point because it was 0.5 per. And I'm not pleased with the answer.
Yeah, 0.25?
I love the flare.
I'm not doing 0.25. I don't have a 0.2.
I'm keeping track of it. Don't worry. You know what? Just get another question right, and you'll be fine.
We're so done.
All right, Mum, calm down. Jeez.
How's that 1.75 on my record? Okay. Third question was the most powerful dynasty, and who was its pharaoh? And everyone got it right, I think.
I got the first part right.
Colin did not know the answer.
Technically, I'm right with the second part.
Technically. It's the Saotek dynasty and Imhotep the Stormlord. Very good. Very good.
I always think of that.
It's a point for Hal and Andy.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And Colin got half a point for Colin, so he's at 2 now.
Yeah, I put the dynasty with Imhotep as the pharaoh.
I was wondering, was it Sarakan or Saotek? But then I thought Sarek must be Sarakan. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. That's why I was like, ugh.
Saotek, like Saddam Hussein.
What?
Thank you. All right.
Got eyes in the Qatarian.
Same person. Literally the same person. Okay. Oh, no. Last question was, who is the Necron that determined how long the Great Sleep should be, and what did he predict in that time? Colin said Orc and the Diviner, which is correct, that first part, and then he said the Tyranid's arrival. Andy said the Horus Heresy would happen and diminish all other factions, and Hal did not give an answer. He predicted the fall of the Eldar.
That was surely not just him.
It's what he did. It's what he predicted. It's what he says.
I feel like they all thought that, though. Like, that's why I was like,
"Well, they knew that they would diminish eventually, but the timing of the Great Sleep was specifically made because Orkin told them what time the fall of the Elder would happen.
Bit late.
Yeah, nothing to do with Horus Heresy or anything, though.
I thought it was because the Eldar fell, then humanity rose up, and then they waited for humanity to kill itself, then they moved in. Because that makes more sense.
To be fair, within a few thousand years.
The Eldar. If they turned up when the Eldar fell, and then like the Emperor's like, right, well, my son.
That's why they slept.
What is that? Let's kill them now.
They slept for so long because the Eldar were so powerful at the time and they needed to wait a long time for the Eldar to fall. It wouldn't make any sense if they were doing it for Tyranids or humanity, because like, then they just wouldn't come to sleep.
If the Necrons were more prompt, that could have united humanity against a common enemy, and we wouldn't have had the Horus Heresy. Oh, naughty boys.
And then there'd be more Primarchs in Trazen's museum. That'd be the end result.
All right, we could... that's the beginner section. So far...
Jesus.
I nearly called him Trajan. That's not right.
For what I've recorded here, we have Colin at 2.5, Andy at 3, Hal at 3.25.
3.25 is nuts. 2.5
is just... I'm not making a 0.25 mark. It's 0.5 or it's nothing. I'm not doing that. I'll give him 0.5. Surely 0.5 makes sense. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to give Hal more points, but it'll go.
I need to get sabotaged by the quiz master.
That's like when you get like review scores and they go like, we give it 3.5 stars. Yeah. Like, no, mate. You do a star or you don't do a star. You don't go, I gave it 4.75 stars. Like, no, that's not how celestial bodies
work. I plead mistrial with prejudice from the judge.
Okay, well, Hal is in the lead with 3.5 points.
Half a point.
Ugh, like, it's yuck. Hate this guy.
Okay, it's Tom Warren. Ugh. I'm going to read some donos now. Tom Warren for $5. Thank you very much. Hal has so many studs, it's like he's going for true Jedi. And
like a reference.
That'd be one with a force, boys. One with a Warhammer lore.
I like that reference. That's good.
We have Shark Boromir, 1074. Thank you for the $5.
Hell yeah.
It would take an industrial-sized freight train to pull Colin's tongue out of Marathi. That's a crazy sentence. Oh my gosh. We have just three comments on it.
Sigmar himself could not do this.
Oh my gosh. All right. Okay. Where was I now? All right. Next one. We have Donkey Man USA. Thank you very much for the $5.
Thank you, brother.
Mr. Colin. Consider the following Quig Headtaker with World Eater's Power Armor. That's my current project. Very cool.
That'd be pretty sick to see. Can I get the next one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bean with $2. 5 head.
Thank you for $2.
Thank you, Bean.
My goodness. Boy, sorry. Caleb Collins, thank you for the $2. Necrons need a relic called Atim's Puzzle. I don't get the reference.
$2. Oh my god!
I'm not big brain enough for this.
I see the next one.
Did he also predict y'all's terrible hairlines? Mine's not that bad.
I'm gonna go off the chain. If I notice a human being in a profile picture, I'm just gonna start saying mean things.
Caleb, Colin, thank you.
Thank you for the $2, Caleb. Okay, then we have another Caleb Collins. Thank you very much. This is a question for Colin, I suppose. Because I do not watch Dragon Ball Z, so someone else will have to answer.
Who's more badass, Dragon Ball Z, Broly, or Angron? I'm just saying, Angron never had the people who made Let the Bodies Hit the Floor have a featured song for him appearing. So
that's awesome.
Well, Puddlemud. Soil.
Incoming back up here for the 30 squigglies again. Back from a month in army, here to say that Squawt isn't even close to Boingom. He doesn't even approach his son, Clonk, his majesty. Any who claims otherwise Clonk shall be fed to the squigs.
Very nice.
I haven't heard of Clonk. This is new. This is new Boingom
for $10. Says thank you, Colin, for making me dump money on a custom craft world. In brackets, blood ravens, but they steal your spirit stones. I have Mr. Kane, who I'm painting like he's an ice statue. That's pretty cool. Actually.
Oh, very nice. Cool. Thank you very much for the Tim. And I've discovered who Clonk is. He's the Anvil Squig.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
What did you say to me?
An Anvil Squig. That's amazing.
God.
Age of Sigmar Clonk is huge. Never ending W's.
Huge.
First Boing Gob merch, Clonk. Then Clonk merch. I guarantee it.
Oh,
this was some guy named Zogrok Anvil Smasher.
We need merch of a. Oh, I forgot to say, boys, we have merch as well.
I clonked on my Boingob.
Focus on the visual people. Merchandise. Lord Crimes has merch. Yep. We'll get more in the future as well. And probably all of us riding on the back of Boingob holding on for dear life or something.
Oh, that's an awesome idea, actually.
While he tries to eat the sun.
This guy's dropping heat right now. Okay. Are you guys ready for the intermediate section? This one's a long one. We're good. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions.
Did you skip the expert section?
No.
Jeez, no.
Strap in, boys.
Okay, all right. Oh, but first, €2 from, or pounds, whatever, from Angry Homunculus. Thank you very much. He says, bruh. Some of these are pretty hard. I'm not going to lie. Okay, first question.
Great.
Zandrek and Oberon fought within the swamps of a secessionist planet as their first battle together. What is the name of this planet? And a bonus point if you can name what of Zandrek's belongings is named after that planet.
Don't tell me everyone knows this. Don't, please, like, for the love of God.
If any of you guys know this, I'll actually be pretty impressed. Okay, okay.
Yeah, that checks out. What you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know the book you mentioned, the bit you mentioned. Something on my, oh, screw you. I know what you're talking about. Don't know it, though.
I have no clue. This is actually intermediate.
Right. That's just defensive. That's just defensive.
I'm changing my little title card thing.
Oh, no.
What is that saying? There's Tomb Kings. Okay. Okay, funny guy.
Okay.
You're playing along at home, though. You have to let us know if this is, like, obscure, or they're just like, yeah, this is not that bad. Because, honestly, this is
not Cybertron. Good lit. I like that. Okay. Yeah, these are pretty hard. I'm not going to lie. This one's also pretty hard. But if you read Twice Take King, you'll know it. And I know at least one of you have read that book. So, and I've also said this before, like, 3 times.
I love Matthias Thulman.
There's an idiom was created after Imhotep destroyed an enemy dynasty, flat out wiping them out. And what is the idiom?
I read this, and I don't
It's literally been just too long. Oh my god, it's been way too long since I've even touched this book.
Finny Locklock says, oh my, I remember it. Drop it in the chat, dog. Oh, DJ Beast knows it. Pretty big. Here, I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint because DJ Beast put the rest of it. It means clearing
Don't
your
plate. Don't give him a hint.
No,
it's,
we're
it's
not.
What happens when you clear your plate really good.
Slurp up your enemy. What?
This could be huge. This could be huge. Okay.
I treat my enemies like my dishes. I lick them clean. What? In my tech? Yo, what are you talking about?
Yo, what did he say?
Okay. Let's see. Okay, next one.
I live on the side for way too long and forget about it? Like,
next question. The Necrons believe in a noble force of will as being divine. And what is this divine power called?
Jesus Christ.
Bro, if you read Twice Take King, this word's probably in it 50 times.
Is this something that's referenced a lot in the Twice Dead King books?
Yeah. Many times.
Yeah, that's why
it's
like.
It's been so long. I can't remember.
I extended my answer.
So, can you read the question out again, Eli? Sorry.
The Necrons believe in a noble's force of will as being divine. What is this divine power called?
I don't suppose like the divine right of kings, like this is a 14th century history course.
DJB says, I'm at like 4 points. I will beat Hal if no one else can. I'm a freak.
Jesus.
Chad, do none of you guys know this one? I thought this one was pretty easy.
If you've read the book recently, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I read the books a year ago and I can't remember.
Force of something?
What if he wasn't Big E but rather Big Freak? Good question, Bloody Shirt Music.
No, we keep that thought in the inside.
I'm right. Gonna guess.
10 seconds.
Bro, this is actually like the hardest quiz I think I've participated in. Jesus.
All right. All right. Next question. Oh, Annie's still typing.
I'm readying for question eight.
I'm just going to have Horus Heresy one in revenge, by the way.
Aside from wraiths, scarabs, and spiders, can you name me three canoptic constructs? And you know what? I want to say I'll give you a point for each, but that could be disastrous for Hal. I'll give you a point for each. This is the intermediate section.
I don't play Necrons.
Oh, listen, aside from... Mister, I've won all these things. I can't get it. Shut up, Hal.
Do you play Necrons on the tabletop, Andy? Like, that's what he's asking.
Some of these aren't even on tabletop, and most of them are just legends now.
Could you say it again?
Really only has scarab spiders and wraiths.
Scarab. So we're not allowed the question again, sorry?
Okay, no scarab spiders.
Okay, name me three canoptics other than scarab spiders and wraiths.
Could you define the word canoptic?
What do you... Dog! You've seen a canoptic spider wraith scarab before, right?
I'm just trying to remember.
They're the guys who wander around the tomb world when the Necrons are sleeping. They protected it. They took care of stuff. They're non-sentient machines.
You said it's not... You said what's the other part of it? So you can't name spiders.
Yeah, no. Because everyone knows that.
So I have to name ones that everyone else doesn't know.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
God.
All right. Okay, all right.
I feel like people who play like Necrons or the Canoptic Court Detachment.
These aren't on the tabletop. I'm going to tell you. They're either legends or they're not really on the tabletop.
Because
some of them are on the tabletop. There's like a couple that are on the tabletop, but it's pretty limited now.
Some of the ones I've thought about, it's more of like I was flicking through artworks in my memory, and I was like, "Oh, there's the tall one.
This could be
there's
huge.
The so and so one." So it's like
we could have quite the upset on our hands here, ladies and gentlemen. This is very interesting.
God, I'm thinking back to like Dawn of War.
All right, 30 seconds out.
No, this is terrible. God.
Also, if everyone's wondering why I keep looking around like a squirrel, it's because there's loads of fireworks going on at the moment.
I literally don't know, honestly.
Right. Good job. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I
panicked. Downright offensive. Okay, next question. This used to be a tabletop thing, but it's not anymore. I feel so bad.
Colin is looking in pain. Look at this. The audio listeners, he's just swearing. I don't even got a single one right this one, by the way.
Did I get the canopic ones right, says DJ Beast? Unfortunately, yeah, you did. Good job. Okay. Anrakir the Traveler has a legion of elite immortals that have been with him since the start. What is their title?
Shit. Oh, no. Damn you. I enjoyed doing the video on him, even though he's got nothing. I was like, oh, this is neat. No, I can't remember it.
I found one novella with him in it, and I'm very excited that I found it.
Which one was that?
It's called Devourer. About him and half about some random blood angels, and then a little bit about a cryptic.
Oh, well. Doesn't he like fight alongside them? And he's like, you ain't so bad.
Yeah, from alien? What I can tell, I'm not. I'm only halfway through.
Who are you calling alien, pal?
I don't know if he actually fights with them or not, but I think he's in the vicinity. We'll find out when I finish the book, because I know the Necrons fought with blood angels before this specific event happened. But yeah. All right, let's see the man.
Bro, this is so hard. That's what she said.
The piss stream. Squartz Psychophants. The Decepticons. Guys, come on.
I just literally don't. I have no clue, bro. You have stumped.
Can you say it one more time?
Attack.
The Anarchy of the Traveler has a legion of elite immortals that have been with him since the beginning. They're from his home world. What is their title?
The Dinobots.
I don't know who they are, but
the Nodders won the World Series.
30 seconds left.
Right back to Optimus and my Prime right now. This is bad.
It's not Mets time, Hal.
This is like the worst Let's Play scenario. It's like entrenched Xenos lore that I am not familiar with.
Okay, there's three more, dog, and you have the Necrons have something called the Phantom Mind. What is the term for said Phantom Mind? If you get close to it, I'll be merciful.
What?
The Necrons have a Phantom Mind. It's at least something they call the Phantom Mind. Like their ghost of an organic brain, basically. That's
Not like a person, it's like a concept.
No, it's more of a concept. And what do they call this?
Bruh.
Donkey Man USA has 1986 Transformers movie on VHS. That's badass.
Which book is this from?
Playstation King.
Fuck, I literally, I've not
read it's this like book. The entire book is basically about this.
I know, but I can't remember what's the term. Like he says, what's his name? Mr. Altix. Like, what does he say it's called?
If you get it close, I'll give you a point. In fact, if you get it close, I'll give you a point. If you get it dead on, I'll give you 2 points.
Sorry, could you read it one last time? Sorry. The question.
The Necrons have something called the Phantom Mind. What is the term for this?
Okay. I don't know. I give up. I'm giving up.
Okay. Second last question. This info is also in Twice a King, and then the question after that is from like multiple Necron books. So there's a chance.
Oh wow.
Okay. So this question is: an ancient Necron tier society, commoners drawn by lots, would be crippled and staked in the desert to die to appease the stars. What is the name of this ritual and the title of those who gathered those meant to die?
Oh, the bruh, this is the Twice Dead King quiz. This isn't
well, that's there's like three big Necron books. Half two half and a half.
There's so many bits where you're like, oh, stuff. I remember this obscure concept from this one book, and then you go, oh, but it was Necron stuff, so I didn't remember it.
I take a lot of notes.
I know what this is, but I can't remember what they call the guys who do it.
Oh my gosh. That's quite funny.
Bruh. DJ Beast has seen me squirm in pain and he's enjoying this.
The Twice Again, to be fair, those two books are like the new Necron lore. They're very different from the old books.
They are.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Not really anything else. Gotta be honest. Like, Infinite of the Divine is a joke. Funny book.
Yeah.
So that's the only two lore books they have.
Severed has a lot of lore in it. The Anarchir one that I'm reading right now has a lot of lore. But then a lot of the other ones are just like Space Marine battle books, and it's just like nothing burgers. Okay. You guys are goofy little goofballs, I see.
you're like, oh, this is the intermediate section. Oh, enjoy 8 questions, fuckos. Like, well,
the
okay,
expert questions pretty like... the expert questions are pretty hard.
Oh great.
Oh god.
To be fair, actually there's one gimme on one of the questions in the expert section. All right. You guys can
Okay.
Okay. Last question in the intermediate section. There's multiple answers from this and multiple sources. The question is, there are multiple ways of Necron communication other than speaking. What are these? I can think of like three.
One of them is the Infinite Divine. I don't remember what it's called.
Wait, hold on. Are these concepts or do they have unique words to display?
They do have unique words, but if you're close enough in like the description, I'll give you points.
Could you tell us how many there are?
I mean, there's probably more than I know. Like, I can think of, I'm thinking of three right now.
But you have answers. The answers you have, how many do you have?
Yeah, there's three.
There's three. Okay. And it's forms of communication.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to wing it.
Jesus Christ, this is horrible. This I'm just so bad. Oh, I should have read those books more recently. I've done a damn video on Infinite and Divine as well. Like, oh god. Do you know which part of the book it's from, Colin? Like, are you remembering a specific moment from it?
I am, but it's like fuzzy. It's been a while.
Some of this lore I have recently learned from different books that are pretty not commonly read.
The nuclear option is getting closer and closer.
Oh my gosh, man.
Nice costume, honey.
This is...
We got a Halloween party today, though, because it's Friday.
Nice. That's fun.
This is horrific. This is honestly, like,
a weird crime. We have a murder mystery thing to go to tonight, where you get to, like, roleplay a character and dress up.
Not like Clue.
Nice.
Not like Clue?
Yeah, kind of like Clue. Sort of. You get, like... I won't explain now.
I don't really have a good answer. Apologies, Lord Eli and Necron Law.
As if we have a good answer?
I don't know. Colin might have one.
Okay.
Colin might win this quiz because he has two more points. And me and Andy actually,
there's a chance that Andy has done some here.
Andy might have been cooking at the beginning of this section.
Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna go through the answers. And then we'll read some more donos. So, the first question was, what was the planet that Zandrik and Oberon fought their first battle together on? And what was the thing that's named after this place? The planet was... Okay, sorry, I'll read the answers. First of all, Hal's answer is just racist. Damnos. Unbelievable.
I don't know. I just gave up.
We knew it.
Andy says no. And I think Colin says F you.
Say it with chest. No. Fuck you.
Yeah, that.
You just tried to say no as well.
The answer, I don't know if I saw it in chat, but the answer to this is Yama. And his Cairn class battleship is named after it. It's called
Yama. You're nuts.
Next
question, we have a pretty surprise, a big surprise here. It was, what idiom was created from Imhotep wiping out the enemy dynasty? Hal says, can you Phineas on my furb? Andy says, pussies ain't shit. And Colin, I'm still gonna give him a point. It's close enough. He says, gone like the Clon Sacks, which sounds like Star Wars. It's gone like the Kuvu. It's close enough. And call is my
yes, so no way. I remembered what? It. I knew it started with a K. But all I ended up doing was I tried to turn.
Very good.
Nah, I tried to turn Clonk into a Necron name because I knew it started with a K.
It's also a few answers who got it right. Good job, chat. Okay. Question after that was, the Necrons believe in a noble's force of will, and what is this divine will called? Colin said math. Andy said right to rule. Hal said Margaret Thatcher. Thank you very much. The answer is Hecka.
Oh, yeah, it's a weird, silly name that the Necron. Yeah, fair enough. I was either it's going to be something that sounds superiority complex, or it's going to be like some.
That's so quasi epic, like wholesome, Hecka wholesome Chungus 100.
Yeah,
do Reddit.
Hecka Necron.
Mr. Gold, Nine Stranger.
Is that their version of like saying Ohio or something?
All right. Next question. This is a big round, right? This question was big. I wanted you to name me three wraiths. I said I'd give you a point for each of them. Three canoptics. Hal said Doomstalker, Monolith, and Pariahs. I don't know what those last two answers are. That is plain offensive. But Doomstalker is correct. So we got a point for that.
Nice.
Oh no, I could have got more.
Colin said Seraptic Heavy Construct, another Seraptic Heavy Construct, Canoptic Stalker. After editing it, very nice. The War of Worlds tripod thing. A Seraptic Heavy Construct is technically not a Canoptic. Unfortunately. It is a Seraptic. But the Canoptic Stalker is I believe. Let me double check the list.
Please.
I thought it was one. I
think we're thinking of the same thing, though. The little spider leg thingy. That's called the Doom Canoptic.
Oh, sorry. There's the Tomb Stalker. It's not a tripod. So you weren't actually thinking of the right thing, but I'll still give you the point because there is technically a stalker. It's called a Tomb Stalker. But
okay.
I'll give you the point.
Colin became Mario for a second.
And then Andy Zam said Locust, Doomstalker, and Sentinel, which I believe are all correct. Yes, they are.
Yay!
3 points for Andy.
Yay. Because I remember the Doomstalker being a tall guy, and I was like, he's there. Mm-hmm. And then the Sentinel just reminds me of Knights of the Old Republic, because that's the class that the yellow lightsaber uses. And locusts are like spiders, but it's not a spider.
It's a chunkus of a spider. That thing has been eaten.
All right.
And repairing.
The next question was, what are Anarchir's immortals called? Andy said, the Blue Musketeers. Hal said, Pharos, which is kind of close. And Colin said, Da Immortals from Grimgor Ironhide's works. They're the Pyrian Eternals. Okay. Necrons.
We're not going to call them immortals. We're going to call them Eternals to be different.
They were immortals with Furious Charge. The Necrons, the next question was, what was the Phantom Mind called? Colin, all right, let me do it. Hal said, prison food. Nice. Andy said, why are we still here? Just suffer. Every night I can feel my leg, and my arm, even my fingers, the body I've lost, the karma that I've lost. It won't stop hurting. It's like they're all still here. You feel it too, don't you?
You said phantom. I couldn't resist.
And Colin said, it's their deeply buried survival instincts that does things like explain why the Necrons have a leadership stat and how they can rout. Deeply buried fight or flight kind of deal. I don't know if I can give that any points. The answer is the Dysphorak. Dysphorak, something like that.
Dysphorak, yeah.
Yeah. Next question has some good answers, though. I'm not going to lie. the next question was, what was the ancient tradition of drawing commoners' lots, staking them in the desert to die, and who would bring them out? So Hal said the Declaration of Independence. Andy said the Shrivelers. And Colin sent me a green text. I guess not. It's just a 4chan thread. First, he says, I love boy smell. And then the post says, ooh, woo, boy smell, tee-hee. Claps arms and runs around in circles. Boy smell, boy smell, boy smell, boy smell, boys, a woo, boys. Save some boy smell for me, woo.
And the last bit that just says, this is the worst fucking board.
is this one where they like paint themselves all red? Like red dye or something.
In fact, there's red in the name.
It's
solar harvest because they were sacrificing them to the stars, which were like infested by ghosts, they thought. And the people who did it were called Red Marshals.
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar.
The Necrons had the word Marshal. God, that's lazy.
They even had a Necron called Marshal Mathers, would you believe it?
Yeah, same society as Aeron and Marshal. This is truly cursed.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to cut my nose off, says Donkey Man USA.
Do we have any more donations? I think we got a little
There's one more question.
We're not done.
But the last question was, done yet. Was I just wanted you to name the multiple ways of communication by the Necrons. Hal said basically math, telepathy, scarabs transfer. Andy said telepathy, hand signs, Wi-Fi sharing, Bluetooth, Amazon Kindle, sonar, Morse code. Colin said transmitting messages to each other through some wacky subdimension, aggressively coming on each other, donating to their favorite YouTuber like Pipkin, Pippa, and hoping another Necron sees it. Wow.
Oh, no.
That is a shameful sentence. Okay, well, I thought personally that telepathy is pretty much just talking, but in your brain. But since you all said it, I will give a point for it, I guess.
It's a way of talking to each other. This isn't just talking. It absolutely is.
It's not real. There's not. It's
telepathy. It's talking about speech.
A little disappointing.
Robotic telepathy.
It's mind talking.
They have
fucking baby mad.
Okay. they have things in their body that flash lights, which can flash lights and make patterns, emit patterns.
I put Morse code. That's a point. Morse code is flashing lights. Come on.
You know what? I have like a direct.
Is it Morse code a sound though?
Yeah, I'm not so convinced on the Morse code. It's close, but it's like, is it really close enough?
It's flashing lights to make words.
They emit patterns of light through means of discharge nodes, which can emit an emotion, or sometimes they can use them to speak. But the only example of this is when Altix and Jezeris use it to speak in their own made up language. So technically, yes. Let's see.
So is that a point?
The discharge node USD.
They can use like interstitial glyph signifiers and ocular flares. Okay, I don't want to give anything away right now. They also use hand gestures. Somebody said hand gestures. I'm pretty sure Andy said that. He said hand gestures.
Andy's got this, man. Yeah. Exactly.
Hand gestures and stances as well. And the distance you stand from somebody.
Just the Necrons T-posing at each other.
The distance you stand from somebody is telling them something.
Doing Fortnite dances to communicate.
This is from a few books. Let's see. Telepathy, 17. I said, well, I give you a point. So that gives Hal a point, and that gives Colin a point. I like the aggressively coming on each other. and Andy, I will give 2 points to because he said hand signs and telepathy. Morse code, I feel like, is not quite the same. All right, so that puts Andy there. Hal is there. Okay. This could be interesting. At the end of the intermediate section,
by the way, Andy,
we have Colin at 5.5, Hal at 5.5, and Andy with 8 points.
Oh, it's over.
In the chat. Okay. All right. You didn't have to send it twice. I saw it the first time. All right. We can read some donos now.
Okay.
Hal, keep PFP out of your whole mouth.
I'll read this one. Shark Boromir for 5k. If Andy was a vampire, he would use a used tampon as a TV.
Nasty.
Dear.
Bruh, thank you for the donut.
Devastating brew. No, thank you. Who wins the Mog off? Pre-heresy, Big E or Sigmar?
Sigmar!
Thank you, Bean.
I'm too old to know what that term means. I'm sorry.
Blessed Sigmar.
Who would be better at flexing at each other and being more big and strong and mean and scary?
Blowshot music for $2. All of my armies are legends now. Damn, must be Deathwatch. Tom Warren for $2. I'll define canopic. It's a type of jar. Don't fill the jar. Document USA for $5. Give DJ Beast an honorary podium with Star Wars. With Stars.
I also read Star Wars at first when I read that.
Yeah, I don't know why. Tokyo USA again with $2. Colin is the resident law crimes. Are you funnier?
That is a heinous thing to call someone.
Jesus.
What's an eye funnier?
Horrible website. A horrible, horrible website.
Okay.
iFunny is like minion style. Like if you can sum up it in one go, it's not. Like it's minions.
It is not minion style rape memes. It is just racism.
We have one more donor before we go into the expert section that we can read. I think from your Joe, I think it's $2. The Empress Children War Cry is like, I like voicemail. Yeah. It's the war cry. All right, there's a chance. I actually said some of these by accident, I think.
Fuck.
Just a couple of minutes ago. Maybe. I might have not. But it would be nice if you could name me 3 Necron organs, not including Necrodermis.
What?
Three parts of the Necron body, quote unquote organs, not including the necrodermis, which would be skin.
Right.
I'll give you a point for each one. You know what? In fact, I'll give you 2 points for each one. Squirt weapons are the most superior. Where is the squirt memes coming from, guys?
I don't think it's coming from anywhere. Eli, what was the question?
Oh my gosh. There's parts of the Necron body. They have an anatomy and physiology. Okay. So organs, you could call them. Name me three parts of the Necron, of the like interior Necron organ type things. USB like entrance. That's enough. That's enough. Oh my god.
I'm so glad we don't have a guest on today.
Oh, what do you mean, Necron organs? It's just a skeleton, bruh.
There's stuff in them, though. They have things that make them go.
Yeah, metal.
There's Necron juice inside. You gotta squeeze them to get
the juice. They have green inside.
Mm. Your best how it's made voice. Can you say a juice of mayonnaise?
Oh my god. Thank you, Colin. That's a good answer. All right, just waiting on a Hal answer.
It's nice to see Hal squirm.
Excuse me.
It's good. Good to see him uncomfortable. I like it.
The squirm in the room with us.
Okay. Okay. This is one from Severed that you'd only know if you read Severed or watch my cool Imotech video.
I did watch your cool Imotech video. It was very good. I liked it.
Imotech the Stormlord has another title. Two things that he's known for. Can you give me this title? I can see Colin freaking grinning over there.
Why? What?
I see Colin grinning. That's all I got.
He just do great.
Don't worry about it.
My gosh.
We got how many questions total for the expert session again?
Just three. I'll throw in a bonus question to see if we can like get something going.
All right, I mean there's no way to catch up.
I'm gonna throw in a bonus question right now. It's an infinite and the divine question, so maybe Colin will remember it.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know how to word it very well without giving it away.
So where there was the
okay.
I don't know how to say
it. All right, Andy, just waiting on you.
I'm hoping mine is just close enough
that he's known for.
Yep. This is what Nemesor Zandrek calls him. If you think the guy from
I have a thing in my brain. I don't think it's correct, but it's the best way I can.
If you get it close,
screw it, I'll just
Manny Womble.
It's probably too generic to be true, but oh well.
Manny Womble to my list as a guess.
Okay. Okay. Silly. Okay. There's literally no way you guys know this. So each one of these is worth 5 points. I'm skipping a question. There's one before this one.
Oh, okay.
There is a gimme in this one. Name three Catan that are not the Deceiver, Nightbringer, or Landagore.
Well, the names or their titles.
You know, I'll give you 1 point each for the names. I'll give you 2 points each if you know their like actual Necrontyr names.
And what were the ones titles you're not allowed to mention?
You can't mention Landagore, the Nightbringer, or the Deceiver, because everyone knows those ones. One of these, you guys know one of these. Oh my god, man. The Flayer is like Landagore is the Flayer.
Oh, okay.
Call it a Dragon Ball Z artists need to be hung and quartered.
What?
Not the actual artist. What have you done? Internet artist.
Colin, what have you done?
The amount of pregnant Gokus I've seen in my lifetime is like unbelievable.
What?
That's not
Colin,
even.
Colin, are you sending him pregnant Gokus?
No, but I could.
It's still bad.
This episode, honestly.
This is just general lore, all right?
Don't worry, I put in an answer.
There's the generic titles.
Like, there's like 10 of these, you guys.
This is no game.
Bruh.
I'm gonna check chat to see if anybody knows around here. Let me see. Is that canon in Dragon Ball Z? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Boy, bruh. Smell, sniff, sniff. Is that boy I smell? Okay. Sniff, sniff. Yes, I smell it. Boy, smell.
Boy, smell. Okay, scent.
Okay, let's see. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's the kids say.
Mm-hmm. This could be big. I gotta, I, you, interesting. Okay.
Is that the bonus question as well?
Also, do fireworks interrupt internet? Because it seemed like there was a big amount of explosions and then all of a sudden it died. I'm blaming it on the fireworks.
Mm. All right. This isn't the bonus question. There's one more question. This is the one that I said you could get 5 points each for each one you get right because there's no freaking way. I only learned this recently in all honesty. But what are the three first numbers in the Necron's counting system?
What? 1, 2, and 3, right?
Andy,
that would make sense. Oh, sorry.
It can't be 1, 2.
Well, actually, the Necrons came up with numeracy before the humans did.
Can you give us a hint at least? Is it like each one's like 100 in the hundreds, or is it
no, these are not English at all? I don't think
they're not English,
they're made up words for Warhammer, bro. It's for a made up universe. I don't know what to tell you.
They're gonna be Necron Egyptian inspired esque.
All right, don't worry, I got a fake language I just sent in.
If anyone in chat knows this, I'll be very impressed. I did say it on stream like 2-3 weeks ago, actually.
Really?
Bro, DigiBeast's got some weird pictures, man. Send me a Paul Nerf Colgate costume. The toothpaste.
I'm actually trying to send the most Necron-y sounding words I can think of. If I'm close on any of them, please feel free to glaze my point. Is everyone else doing this seriously, or is Colin already preparing like the most diabolical 4chan thread link?
I've already said some pretty horrid things.
I'm about to say. Oh my god.
I've only got one. I'm just going to put that. There we go.
Okay. All right.
It's a pun.
There's a bonus question. I don't know how to word this. I thought of this question just like 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, whatever. I'm trying to figure out how to word this correctly, but there is a subtype of Lord for the Necrons, and this specific subtype drives a specific vehicle. And what is the vehicle that he drives? This is an infinite in the divine.
Huh? What's this?
There's a subtype of Lord. All right, so like there's types of lords and overlords and stuff. There's a subtype of Lord. He's a little bit further down on the tree, and he drives a vehicle. What vehicle does he specifically drive?
Is this at the end of the book, or the, like more towards the beginning?
Just like in the middle
book?
Of it. It's just like in
it.
In which book?
Infinite and the Divine. Trazen talks. He talks to Trazen, I believe. No. He talks to Orokin, and I think Trazen is actually disguising him, if I remember correctly.
Because I remember the Twice Dead King. There's the crazy guy who rides like a zombified, Dead. Like a
oh that guy
thingy, no. And I was that's pretty that, fun. And then you're like Infinite Divine.
I'll give you a hint. God. The Seraptic Heavy Construct is not what the vehicle is, which is what you were talking about. Ian.
Yeah. He rides a thing.
I don't know, bruh.
I gotta remember the actual freaking name of this. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. I do remember. I do remember. Your answer like psyched me out for a second.
Yeah. There we go.
I don't think I've put the right wording on it, but I think I know what I'm trying to say.
DJBC
is hard. This is very difficult, my friend. This is honestly a very difficult quiz.
I tried.
The real competition is for last place at this point. Let's be honest. Andy's already got the lead. Uncatchable.
I don't know.
All right, Colin.
You have to see some of the answers I've given. I might get minus points in this week.
You need an answer, my brother.
Yeah, I couldn't find the green text I was looking for.
Be me participating in Necron quiz.
Immediately with the shouted. That's a classic.
Oh, hang on. Give me a moment. Go through the questions. I've got I have the bonus one locked in.
All right. So the first I have to scroll through all these freaking pregnant Dragon Ball characters. Oh my gosh.
Be me. First buy question. Drumsticks. I no longer have girlfriend anymore. Been practicing drumsticks the wrong way.
Okay. If first question was I asked you guys to name three Necron organs, not including Necrodermis. Let's see. Colin said peanuts, balls, Virginia.
West Virginia.
Hal said cortex, light flashers, core. Andy said submind, cum sac, necrosy. You guys are oh my gosh, Colin. What come on, bro.
Dude is,
you know what, when I used to work at a movie theater, I saw stuff like that. Not that bad, but
can you say it for chat or is it not? Is it
too it's a picture. We'll say it for, no, we'll say okay, it for the, that's okay, my bonus.
You're right.
Bruh.
Oh my gosh. I
do the quizzes for ourselves, by the way. We don't do the quizzes for you at all. We do it for us.
Okay, so the answers, there's like a bunch. I'll just like read you what my notes have. But, your Phantasmary buffer is your mind's eye. You speak through vocal actuators. Momentic buffers for memory, data flows through your core flux, vestigial arrays flicker in your mind. The Necrons receive actuator signals almost similar to a nervous system, mimicking facial expressions. Discharge nodes relay patterns, which I said earlier. Ocular flares, interstitial glyph signifiers, and discharge nodes all make patterns. They smell with chemoreceptors. Your core flux is what mainly powers them. There's a few more, but then I have to scroll through my notes to find them.
I put those core. Were cool examples.
You don't give him core. One for I'm core. Not, I thought about putting four. If that's Colin too got fucking one vague.
For stalker and not even writing the right thing before it, why can't I get core and not putting the right?
Because it's not specific to anything.
But Colin, like, was core. Colin was really close core. With
core. Oh, I'm sorry, Mister. What was it? Morse code? Like with
the, yeah, I didn't like give a point for the Morse code. To be fair,
you didn't give me a point for the Morse code either.
Half of the answer. Come on.
No.
Yeah, but
Annie's just doing
okay.
It.
Okay, let me look. A submind, I would give a point for because it is also kind of one. It's really only seen through Altics, but theoretically other Necrons also have a submind. So that's one point for Andy. Let's see. What did Colin say? He said peanuts and stuff. Light flashers, core, and cortex are all such general statements.
Yeah.
I was throwing darts. I'm throwing darts. I'm trying to hit
I'll
something.
Give you... I feel like I could give you half a point for all of those. Because those are all technically correct. It's just not anywhere close
to the right wording.
I'll give you a half of a point for all three of those.
Poor Andy gonna throw right. half points.
Give him a tenth of a point.
See, look, if he was still at 0.75, I would have given him 0.25 points there, and it would have all worked out. I knew this would happen.
I'm not doing decimal point shit. Points or half points, that's all I'm doing. It's a pain to edit.
Oh my gosh. So funny. Oh my gosh. Oh, do I have more things here? Never mind. We're good. We're good. I'll keep going. Okay, so the question after that I asked, I believe, was the Imhotep one. And it was, what is Imhotep's other title that Zandrek has been noted to call him? Hal says, Severer, Hand Taker, Wrist Taker, Take My Strong Hand. Andy says, The Destroyer? Question mark. Oh my gosh, I've scrolled so much garbage when I go into Colin's answers. Colin said, Destroyer of the Kuvu. Unfortunately, none of these are right. The answer is, Taker of 3 trillion, or sorry, Taker of 1 trillion hands and Master of 300,000 worlds. Pretty freaking baller. Pretty cool.
Damn.
If you ask me.
It sounds pretty handy.
Yeah.
What's a cooler title than that?
What?
Come Blast.
The Great King, the Imperishable, the Henry Carr, the Great King.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay. Now we got an interesting one here, though. The next question, Imhotep's safe hand, the tongue out emoji. Wow. Okay. Is that a Stormlight reference? Is that a Stormlight reference in my Necron quiz?
Hell yeah.
That's crazy.
Where's my Shallan?
Wow. What about a Dragon Ball reference?
Yeah, I've had plenty of those. Oh my god.
My Kaladin. Kaladin's strongest defense.
Okay.
Look, next question. If you need me to take over for my answers, I'm happy to give them a blind.
I wish we could like share images on the on just,
no,
like, we don't. Like, bring them up.
No, we'll
I mean, problems. I can put them in the edit, but I don't know if I
no,
should.
No, don't put these in
no,
the
no.
So, anyways, the next question was to name. Oh, I gotta get back to the live. There we go. To name three of the Tans that weren't the Deceiver, Nightbringer, or Landagor. Let's see. Colin gave, first of all, Colin's real answer was the Burning One and the Outsider, which are both correct. So that's 2 points for Mr. Colin.
Nice.
Because I said I give 1 point for their just like regular names and an extra point if you had their like Necron tier names. Hal said Void Dragon, Outsider, Burning One, The Lost, Valmagreth, The Unknown, The Illuminator, Chunder, and Gape. Some of those were right. Three of those are indeed correct. So that's 3 points for Hal.
If I see one that's not named and it's called Unknown.
Okay.
Or.
Is there one that's not
Void
named?
Void Dragon, Outsider, Burning One are all correct.
Yeah, most of them are unknown because the only ones that are left as shards are the ones that weren't eaten by the other Catan.
Andy says Magladroth the Void Dragon, which is crazy. I was hoping you get that one, Colin.
The only one I remember the name of.
Which is correct. So that's 2 points right there. Azoghorad, the Outsider. Azoghorad is the Nightbringer. But the Outsider is correct. The Burning One is correct. The Potent, I've not heard that before. But that's 4 points for Andy.
Yeah.
The Burning One has art, weirdly enough, isn't it? I think.
Yes. Well, it's a flaming Catan, and almost really like it's technically him, but it's close enough. Okay. Last question. Was what are the first three numbers of the Necron counting system? Oh, I guess I can read the list of Catan if you want. We have Nightbringer, Deceiver, Void Dragon, Niforan, the Spiral Flame, Nyadazatha, the Burning One, Zarhulash, the Potentate. Then we have
that's what I put the Potent.
Gregory the Potent Fourth, actually put, like, damn.
Lash Udra, the Endless Swarm, Kalugra, Landagor, Ogdriada, the Arisen, Sauranoga, the Outsider, Ygranya, the World Shaper. That's all I have. That's all I found on this list.
I mentioned them all in my Catan video, and I had great fun pronouncing those.
So last question then, were what were the first three numbers of the counting system? I did not expect anyone to get this right. Also Colin, for his initial answer for the Catan shards,
you're taking this one.
There, well, you can describe it if you want. You can certainly.
Of course. So it's an image cropped with the right tooth one third and the left two thirds are different. The left two thirds is a pink haired anime woman with devil eyes and elf ears, and the image is cropped, but you can clearly see she is taking it with the quotation mark. What kind of game is this? And then on the right, we have Perfect Cell going, "This is no game."
Oh, he's got a quite the interesting.
That's the first time I've ever felt disgusted by you, Colin.
Good, good. And then
this is the next answer. We're not here quite yet.
You know, it's good when Colin does the Muttley laugh. You know?
Colin has quite the answer. Oh, never mind. No, you're right. You can say this. He had three submissions for this answer.
No, I didn't.
Well, you had the cell picture, your actual answer, and then one after that. After you can read it.
I've sent the other one in the lore.
Oh, Andy, who's having to check what the point score is at this point.
Oh my god. Christ. I'm not putting that in the edit.
I'm going to get rid of that image now.
Please do.
Do you want to read the... It's
a picture of a heavily pregnant vagina. Just because I have a penis, I can't be pregnant. How about you keep your fucked up gender roles off my body?
This is K with a smiley face.
Did you have to go and save that image? Like a
no, I just get it ready.
Get it ready.
Jesus.
Oh man. Okay. All
right.
Necron
counting system. Right.
Anyways, Colin said "Ein, zwei, drei."
You asked for a fake language.
Yeah. Silly. Andy said Necron moo moo cow. Oh, never mind. That's for his next answer. I no, just that gave was, you spoilers. Sorry.
Yeah.
He put monolithiums. Oh. Fancy word.
Yeah. Because it's mono, so that means one.
Ah, and then Hal put Zrath Nilk Mekax. And the answers were Catlan, Dovetlan, and Ameg. Those are the first three.
Close. They have way too many syllables to be.
Yeah, that is too numerous. Much for one, two, and three.
One, two, three. One syllable.
The whole language is someone just coughing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay. The bonus question was there's a subtype of Lord in the Necrons that drives a vehicle, and what is the vehicle? Hal said Tomb Barge. Andy said Necron Moo Moo Cow. Colin sent a urinal with a lot of liquid poo all over the urinal and the surrounding walls. with a high school like Snapchat thing over like locations.
My high school.
No way.
You didn't take the picture.
Just blew
no,
it
no,
up.
No, my brother said that to me.
Oh,
why? Why? Gosh,
man.
There's a lot of shit stories from my high school, literally.
when did your humor break?
Probably around the time I was
murdered.
Gosh.
There's a
kid. Oh, the generation below is so cooked. They're so cooked.
You know, bathrooms have stalls, right? He was holding on to two stalls above the toilet. The air dropped the shit.
Oh, and it's like it's far above the urinal too.
Yeah, well, he was going for the air above the toilet, and he shit right into it.
Someone, you know, because it scores was like, fucking shit scared, it, like in the stalls nearby, and no one can hear it. It's just thuds.
There is poo 6 feet off of the ground in this image.
I feel sick. Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, wow. Did anyone get a point on that round?
The Catan question, people got points. I thought that one was easy-ish. And then the organs one, I think I gave half a point. Okay. So the final scores. We have Colin. With 7.5 and a lot of poop and pregnant Dragon Ball. We have Hal with 9 points and Andy with 13 points.
Whoa!
In the Xenos quiz.
There wow.
At what cost, Andy? This episode was your victory.
At least I finally got a golden stud. Wow. Coming to get you, Hal. Cool. Kick you off your goddamn front.
You have to win five more.
Shut up. Shut your whore mouth.
Oh my gosh. All right. We should read some donos now.
Yes, we should.
Oh my god.
Would you like me to do some reading?
Go for it.
All right. It was the last one. Where was that? Where was that? Okay. Bro was the last one. So after.
Well, Andy has it on the screen parts for us as well.
Oh, did we skip? No, we didn't. We didn't. I'm just losing my mind. I use iFunny and I'm proud, Colleen. That's don't be proud of that. Thank you for the two. Bean with the two. Thank you. Necromancy can't melt dwarf steel beans.
That's crazy. Nagash's so black pyramids.
The layers to that joke is quite funny.
Donkey Man USA with the two. She Joseph on my Joestar till I Dio. Thank you.
Joseph is the best.
The wolf. No, that's Josuke. But the Wolf Blood Warrior with the six euros. Yep. Hello, Colin, my fellow lazy never make the bed man. Good man. I greet you and respect for you sticking your policy of never making the bed. I do make the bed, but today I did not. And Tom That's Warren awesome. Rounded us off with the five.
Thank you.
Of course, the Necron language is coughing. They were all sick all of the time. That's
hey, that's a fairly good point, yeah.
Although, fittingly, I've just gotten through a cold and I'm a bit ill today, and I won the quiz. So, true to form for a Necron.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping I've made everyone ill.
You know what? In my post about this quiz on my channel, I said these guys aren't getting more than 10 points on this quiz, and Andy got more than 10 points. So, props to Andy.
Thanks.
Did better than I thought he would.
Wii Sport Music, amazing.
Yeah, that's my wife's ringtone.
Amazing.
Thank you guys mom, I think. So much for watching and listening.
Thank you for watching.
Mastermind. Again, we do have cool merchandise. We'll have some more cool stuff coming through. Boy and Gob devouring the sun while we sit in his glorious shade.
By a Clunk. We need to get merch Clunk. For him now.
I could have made a 100 question quiz on this stuff, bro. I have problems.
You know what really sell the best? It would just be a shirt that just says "come" on it. It would just literally be that. Like, the generation now is cooked, man.
Yeah.
It would like that.
Anyway, thanks for joining us, everyone.
Thank you. Guys, the next one. See you soon.
Why are they bringing up the Ayatollah?
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
And on that note, everyone, goodbye.